Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're gonna play on and stand strong with Trollo and Dibs. Turn the game on, pump up the volume. It's time to play ball with Trollo and Dibs. Turn the game on.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the championship rounds of Trollo and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. We have a lot to get to, so let's jump right into it. Ian Williams, former Niner defensive lineman, set to join us in about 24 minutes at 9:30. But right now we go to the dial pad guest line. On the line is Radio.com sports NFL insider Michael Lombardi. You can listen to him on his podcast, The GM Shuffle, available on Radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts. As always, insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Michael, as always, thank you for joining us. Let's jump right into the big story. Ben Roethlisberger, according to multiple reports, out for the season with elbow surgery. What does it do to the Steelers, and how does that set up for the Niners this weekend in their home debut at Levi's?
Well, I mean, obviously, this is a huge blow for Pittsburgh. I mean, they were just trying to get their offense. But I think this actually can help Pittsburgh kind of get redefined on who they are. I think they've kind of gone down this Le'Veon Bell, this Antonio Brown streak far too long. And last week, they lost James Conner, too. They need to get back to being Steeler football, which is they're carrying a fullback, Roosevelt Nix. They need to get back into some two-back stuff. They need to control the pace of the game. They need to be able to make it so that it's not always four wides and three wides and Ben's throwing it 50 times. When Ben throws it 35 times or less, their winning percentage is over 80. When they run it for 25 times or more, their winning percentage is over 80. They've lost who they are, and a lot of that is because of Ben wanting to just throw it. Everything becomes easier to throw. It's either shots or bubble screens. So, look, he's hard to replace. Let's face it. They're not going to go to the playoffs with Mason Rudolph at the quarterback. They traded Joshua Dobbs last week. If they would have known Roethlisberger was going to get hurt, they wouldn't have made that deal. So now they're searching, and it's going to be problematic.
Michael, you couldn't have said that better. I love the way you laid out the fullback running the ball. Why don't you tell the listeners, because a lot of listeners, they want to see basketball on the grass. Break down when you have a balanced run attack. What does that do for just your team when you don't have all these weapons?
Well, what it does for your team is it allows you to control the pace of the game, right? So you can go into the game. Like last night, we're watching the game late in the fourth quarter. The Eagles have the ball first and 10 at the Falcons 19. They throw two passes. They don't let the clock work for them. They never control the pace of the game. If they run the ball there to start the drive, then all of a sudden the clock's working for them. Atlanta's got to take their time out. They get 3 or 4 yards. Now they're in a more manageable situation on second down, but they throw it, stop the clock. You basically give Atlanta another tight end. When you try to control the pace of the game with your running game, I mean, another example was Carolina, first and 10 from the 11. They throw two passes. They basically give Tampa Bay, who has three timeouts, two more timeouts. You've got to be able to understand how the running game controls the pace of the game. Now, look, I know this. The running game, establishing the run, establishes field goals. I'm not talking about coming in and being the second coming of Woody Hayes or Bo Schembechler. I'm talking about pacing games,
sure,
and being able to have it and utilizing personnel groups to allow you to do that. And the best way to do it is on first and 10, you're in two backs, they're in base. Now you can throw the football, whereas everybody's expecting you to throw. It's harder.
You look at what the 49ers did in Kyle Shanahan, 42 carries, 259 yards on the ground, and play action off of it. Was that an absolute masterclass in offensive play calling?
Yeah, I mean, look, I thought they were really bad against Tampa. I was disappointed, and I'm a Kyle fan, a Kyle offensive fan tremendously. I love watching his tape. I thought they were really sloppy in Tampa Bay. Too many penalties. No details seemed to be cleaned up. I think the best thing that happened to the 49ers was this trip to Youngstown. The last time they did it, Jim Harbaugh's first year, they went into Philadelphia and won after that game, and they started their program and got back to the playoffs. I think you can bind a team. You can really create the right culture when you get away with a team that's your team. You know, people say you go away to training camp to build your team. No, you don't, because you're cutting half of those guys anyway. What are you building? right? So, but when you go away during the season and you can bond with those guys, you kind of create a culture that you need. And I think that that's what they did. Look, the Bengals, again, the Bengals had the fewest yards rushing in the first 2 weeks during the Super Bowl era. Okay, the Steelers in 2000, the Broncos in 66, the Titans in 12, the Rams in 99, and the Bengals are tied with them in 2019. They've had 56 yards passing in the first two, running in the first two games. You can't win like that. You can't ask Andy Dalton to throw it 50 times a game because you know what's going to happen? You're going to lose.
Michael Lombardi joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Check out the podcast, The GM Shuffle, as well as the book, Gridiron Genius. You will be smarter having done each of those things. He's with us here on 95.7 The Game. All right, Joe Staley out 6 to 8 weeks with the leg injury. Niners can't wait to get him back, but they got to figure out what to do in the intermediary. The name Trent Williams keeps coming up, the left tackle from Washington. He's still holding out. Is this feasible, and what would a deal look like if it is feasible?
Oh, I mean, I think people are dealing in fantasy football. First of all, I don't think the Niners want to trade him, and then it's going to require a ton of money to re-sign him. So he's not a stopgap left tackle. You're going to have to commit a huge amount of money to the guy. Now, you may think he could take over for Joe Staley, who's 35 years old and may have a harder time coming back. But, you know, we got to stop playing fantasy football here. I mean, look, there's one thing I know about being in pro football. There's no left tackles growing on trees. You got to figure out the solution for the problem, whether it's Justin Skoll or whether it's Daniel Brunskill, whoever they're going to put out there. They got to find somebody to put out there, and they're going to have to do it. And I think Kyle, I've always marveled at Kyle's ability to play with lesser offensive linemen, the zone scheme, their ability to be able to just block a half a man and get to the second level, which they think is more important than the first level. And I think ultimately that's what they got to try to do. But this idea that we're just going to take the best player from Washington and put him on our team, that's really not realistic.
Right. And if that's not the issue, if that's not going to happen, you're talking about backup guys. Guys have to step up and understand, especially in this zone scheme. How do you continue to develop this passing game? What did you see, or what would you like to see to continue for Jimmy G's growth?
Well, I think they got their execution was much better. It's never about new plays. It's always about execution. And their execution got much more precise. Their attention to detail was way better. They were focused. They pulled a victory out of Tampa Bay, very fortunate, because the turnover machine and Jameis Winston just didn't disappoint. So, I mean, let's be honest, that's what they did. They beat two bad football teams. Now they're getting Pittsburgh, which is a wounded team. They've got to take advantage of this. And I think they just got to keep working on their execution. It's really not about who they play. It's about them. And if they can continue to do that and continue to have the balanced attack that they have with their football team, and that sets up all the play action. What Kyle can't have happen now with Staley being out is he can't make this become a drop-back pass game. He can't, because he can't survive in that world. I mean, the Denver Broncos can't survive with Joe Flacco in a drop-back pass game. The Minnesota Vikings, no matter how much they pay, Kirk Cousins can't live in a drop-back pass game. And, oh, by the way, the Jared Goff of the Rams can't live in a drop-back pass game. It has to be built off of play action. It has to be built off of separating the defense. Those are what makes the quarterback much better. I think that the Chicago Bears have tried everything in their power for MVP Mitchell to play in a scheme that they can't find yet, and that's part of the problem.
And you look at a 49er team playing complementary football with a defense that's able to get after the opponent with just four rushers up front, six players with tackles for loss. Is this maybe the more underrated part of this 2-0 start, this ferocious defense?
Well, look, it has to be the key to their team. I mean, I've never been in love with their defense because I've never thought their defensive front has played to the level that it's needed to play. Now, this year against some really bad teams they have. I mean, that Cincinnati offensive line is not very good. I mean, let's not get carried away here and start putting the 49ers in this 86 Bears category with defense, all right? It's not there yet. But I think it's an improvement, there's no doubt. But that Cincinnati Bengal offensive line, you're going to have to walk a few miles, pass over a few cities to find one as bad as that. And I think they did exactly what they had to do. They dominated it.
Michael, before we let you go, we're only 2 weeks in. Obviously, it's early. But based on what you've seen from the Niners and the rest of the NFC, do you think San Francisco gets to the playoffs?
I think they got a really good chance, Tipper. I really do. And I think when you watch the Rams, everybody's talking, oh, the Rams won 26-9. No, the Rams won, but there's a huge liability within the Rams' offensive system, and it's that offensive line. They're inside offensive linemen. They lost Blythe yesterday, who wasn't a great player to begin with, but the backup's even worse. And so now their three inside players are not very good. No Bloom, Allen, and then the young kid that they put in there. Those are really problematic. And Haverstein didn't play well. And we know this. Jared Goff, if you pressure him inside and you hit him early and make him not play a 7-on-7 game, then you're going to have some success. But when he can play a 7-on-7 game and he drops back and can just wing it like he did the first throw to Brandon Cooks, he's really good at doing that. But I think they're vulnerable there. I think Seattle's improved, especially when they get Ziggy Ansah back. They're going to be much better. That was a big win for them in Pittsburgh yesterday. So I do think there's competition, and I think the Niners are right there in the mix.
Former front office executive, Super Bowl champion. I'm telling you, check out the book Gridiron Genius and the podcast, The GM Shuffle. I've read the book twice. I listen to the podcast every week. It's fantastic. Michael Lombardi, Radio.com Insider with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Mike, thank you as always. I know you're busy. Have a great week. We'll catch up soon.
Thanks, Tipper. Bye-bye.
That was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Michael Lombardi. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Thank you, Michael. Listen to Michael Lombardi on his podcast, The GM Shuffle, available at radio.com. I already did that. The whole thing, I got to figure out how to organize the ins and outs. But the key is insider calls, which are brought to you by Indeed.com. All right. Lot to digest there. I'm excited and I'm all over the place because I just talked to a bookmaker in Vegas at the Westgate, and I got a price for Niners Steelers. Now, he's got to wait for another guy to get in. He's giving me the number he's making.
Wow.
And then when the other guy gets in, they're going to talk about it in about an hour and a half, and then they're going to release a price for, and when I say price, a point spread for Niners Steelers. And if you're just joining us, the reason there is no point spread, Ben Roethlisberger ruled out for the season. So they got to figure it out. Now, if the price I got is wrong, it's going to be wrong by a little bit. This dude's been doing this a long, long time. So he's going to wait for one of the other guys to come in, and then they're going to talk about it. What do you think the point spread's going to be based on what I just got? So this is the number. The number I got from the Westgate in Las Vegas, one of the best in the business. Niners favored or underdogs by how many against Pittsburgh this week?
I've got the 49ers favored by 4 as an opening number. So beyond the magic number of 3, I got SF minus 4 in this one, Joe.
I'll take the under.
You think it's going to be SF by a smaller amount than 4?
Smaller than 4. Right,
smaller
now.
Than 3? Like 2,
no,
what, 2.5?
Probably 3.5.
Right at
3 in the hook?
Uh-huh.
All right, so you got 4, you got 3 in the hook. Look at you two as bookmakers. You're
you
just right on the number.
You came strong at me like it was way under,
no,
then you went 3 in the hook.
I'm going 4. Tips, you idiot. Well, what do you have? I got 3.5.
Felt a little threatening, and then you kind of tiptoed through the tulips on me.
You got it as a pick-em?
No, Dibs, I got 3.5.
You did stand up, and you looked at him like you wanted this to be a challenge, and then you literally gave the next closest number.
I saw him look like, oh, what Lowe's going to do here? No, I wasn't. I was just saying I don't
think. Oh, I got the under. 3.9, coach.
That's all I was saying.
Correct answer. According to my guy, Jeff Sherman at the Westgate, you get the emails from Golf Odds, one of the best in the business.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to wait for Ed to get in, and they're going to put a number. Jeff says he makes the game Niners minus 6.5.
Woo!
Almost a touchdown favorite for Pittsburgh.
Woo!
That's what they think of the Roethlisberger injury combined with what they've seen from the Niners so far.
6.5.
I didn't come in thinking that we were going to talk 3-0 today, but with the Roethlisberger news, you've got to start to get really excited right now. If you're a Niner fan, you have to. I mean, I don't want to tell people to taper expectations. For 5 years, we've been talking about tanking and whether or not you can hit on this draft pick. Like, this is the time to go.
Who's working the draft show this year? Forget about that now.
No more draft shows. No more draft shows. Super Bowl shows. That's what we're doing. We're doing Super Bowl shows.
Sherm's going to make his money this week because he's got to keep these boys. Don't get that big head.
What a great point. Expound upon that, please. Expound upon that.
No question. You just motorboated Cincinnati. Just absolutely motorboated them. Took them out to the woodshed. Cincinnati's, you got to realize, it's a team. Okay, people think that of Cincinnati. But now you're playing against a team and organization in the Pittsburgh Steelers that is prideful. And they're up against it. And Tomlin, you got to realize, you can say what you want. Is he makes bad calls? Yes. But he's telling this team, this is our season. If the Pittsburgh Steelers come out here and lose this game, they're not getting in the playoffs. They know that. This is a week where guys, they're going to scratch. They're going to fight. They're going to travel. This is a business trip. He said, no one's giving us a chance. And he's going to talk about the line. They got that team a touchdown favorite. They're not giving us a chance, guys. We might as well not even go out there. This is that opportunity now for Sherm to have these guys, those meetings, be buttoned up. Guys should practice hard. Make sure they're sharp because it's easy, because you're human, to get in that, oh,
We've arrived. Oh, we're playing Steelers. They don't have Big Ben. And that letdown, this could be a typical letdown spot for the Niners. Look for Richard Sherman and this team and the coaching staff. They should push these guys this week.
This has to be a week of, you ain't won nothing.
Exactly.
You ain't won nothing.
You ain't done nothing.
Plus, you've got a chance to really shoot your shot because you're going into the bye week, right?
Right.
You got a rookie quarterback. They're coming all the way across country. You have your first home game in front of a sold-out Levi Stadium crowd, we assume, and you're heading into a bye. This is an absolute no-excuses week for the 49ers.
Absolutely. Don't get punched in the mouth, and all of a sudden, at halftime, you go in halftime, what happened? And all of a sudden, you got the Steelers now. Hey, we got them when we want them. And all of a sudden, they're on you, and you can't turn it. That turtle in the hair, you know, turtle got too far ahead. You can't have that happen. So this is a big week for the Niners.
John in Daly City. John in Daly City, thank you for the phone call. Welcome to the show. What's going on?
Good morning. Good morning. Just want to talk about the game real quick. Yesterday, it felt like 2011 all over again during the Jim Harbaugh era, starting out 2-0 on the road, playing out the schedule. And we've been back to this. I was watching ESPN NFL Network just trying to get some highlights, and there was no mention of us. They were mentioning about other teams, AB, Kansas City, not about the Niners. They're sleeping on us. They're sleeping on us. Great. That's awesome. Let them sleep on us, and we're going to get them. We're going to sneak up on them and then grab it from them. Also, Lo'Neal, congrats on your NFL Hall of Fame eligibility. And one more thing. What's it going to take to get Roger Craig in the NFL Hall of Fame? That's it. I'm taking it.
Appreciate the phone call.
That's great. I mean, that's...
Lo, you want to say thank you, or are you just going to blow off the little
absolutely.
People?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And I think I think Roger is a guy that, you know, that may get in this year.
The Roger case is an interesting one. It's a really interesting one, but a lot of people who push the envelope on it, you sit there and you say, you know what? Translate what he did to today's numbers, they would have been through the roof, mm-hmm. given the way offenses were run. There's a great mm-hmm. case to be made.
Right.
We got to get you on Pardon My Take. PFT yeah. commenter's a big fan. We're trying to get Lo on Pardon My Take for those who listen to it.
I retweeted that, and a lot of people have retweeted as well, because PFT commenter from Barstool Sports was praising Lo, his candidacy, and the neck roll. And so the more we can get that out there, the narrative that you block for 11 straight 1,000-yard seasons, that's a special thing that people probably don't know about.
Hopefully he's a listener. I mean, maybe he's one of the billions. I know they got
PFT and Big Cat?
Yeah. You know?
They're probably part of the billions. They got a lot going on, though.
Yeah.
Those guys are really busy. Awesome.
The thing about Roger Craig is this year they're inducting an extra 15 Hall of Famers to clear out the backlog of guys who retired more than 25 years ago. I just looked it up. Roger Craig retired 26 years ago.
Hey.
So he is in that pool of guys, because Lo, unfortunately, is not in that group of players who retired more than 25 years ago. So Lo will be a part of that just five-man Hall of Fame class that they normally have.
Roger is on with Bonte, Steiny, and Guru today at 1 o'clock.
It's big.
How about that? Roger, Craig,
Roger.
With Bonte, Steiny, and Guru
Roger
today
Craig, actually good friends with Matt Steinmetz.
Yeah,
really. That's kind of an ironic twist to all this.
Did not know Steinmetz had friends.
Yeah, well, outside of me and the ubiquitous Dana and, of course, Sal Castaneda, America's favorite, America's fan.
America's friend.
Yeah, America's buddy.
Him and Roger are pretty tight. They do it.
I don't know about pretty tight, but they've definitely hung out on a number of occasions. And Steinmetz, also known for his high knee running style.
Oh.
I might have made that part up, but sounded good.
I would have gone with it.
Appreciate it.
On this Monster Monday, brought to you by Benjamin Moore Paints. Paint like no other. And Dolan, lumber, windows, and doors. As always, hit us up on the Chilton Auto Body text line, 95795, with your thoughts. John and Benicia. John, thank you for the phone call. What's going on?
Morning, guys. Hey, so in regards to the Steelers coming in next week, I watched the Niner game yesterday, very confident. You know, no 3-0. I think 1-3 and out in the last 2 weeks, which is amazing. But if you watch that Steelers game, that offense started clicking when Ben went out. I feel like the backup was more mobile. They could start scheming a little bit better. He wasn't just a statue like Big Ben to be back there. So I am confident the Niners can get 3-0, get their home opener win. But I don't want it to be a trap game. I want them to come in ready to prepare and kick their butt.
Love it. Thank you for the phone call. I want to address something from the last caller, two callers ago at this point, as well as on the text line, Chilton Auto Body 95795, talking about how he's right. I'm watching NFL Network. I'm watching ESPN. I'm not seeing anything about the Niners. You got to earn that airtime, son. You got to earn that. The Niners have been a bad team for a long time. You have got to earn that airtime. The caller was talking about how I'm seeing this stuff on the Chiefs and Antonio Brown, but nothing on the Niners. Well, Antonio Brown, in the eyes of many, the best receiver in football. And the Chiefs were in the AFC Championship game last year and also happened to have the MVP as their quarterback. They're going to get airtime. You got to earn that airtime. Don't worry about that for right now. Right now, it's about moving on to Pittsburgh, but as fans, also enjoying what happened yesterday in Cincinnati, which was a historic win. How do people vote for Lowe for the Hall of Fame? A lot of people are asking today.
They go to profootballhof.com, and on there you'll see all the nominees, and there's a gigantic banner at the top that you click on, and it shows you how to vote. You go through, and you have to sign up for a contest. It's very minor, and you can vote for, I think, up to 12 guys. Nice Guy Steven actually posted a very handy video, in case you happen to follow him. His Twitter handle, I believe, is Nice Guy Steven, or at least it should be. If you want a go-to or a how-to, I think you've pinned that. Is that a pinned tweet still for you, Nice Guy?
I still need to pin it. I have not pinned it yet.
Jeez, you've only had 4 days.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge, you know, one-step process that requires less than 3 seconds.
You could do it for Low. I mean, you could think about
it. Just tweet it out from the Joe Low and Dibs account. You had a chance at free promotion. You blew it. Get organized. He's got an update coming up. Get organized. All the good stuff's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises. Ian Williams next. We got to, you know what? Forget it. I'm not tapering expectations. I'm celebrating. I'm getting excited. It's 2-0, and Ben Roethlisberger's hurt. This team's got a shot at something special this year. Here's Langford with what's coming up on the game.
Thank you, Joe.
What's coming up on the game is sponsored by Ticket Crushers. Don't know what that was. The 49ers rolled the Bengals in Cincinnati yesterday with a 41-17 victory, winning two straight road games to start the year for the first time since 1989. Running backs Matt Breida, Raheem Mostert, and Jeff Wilson Jr. combined for 259 yards rushing. Now, Bonte Steiner and Gruel will get the thoughts on the performance from 49ers legendary running back Roger Craig at 1 o'clock. Back in the Bay, the Raiders fell to the Chiefs 28-10. They won't play another game in the Coliseum until November 3rd. The news broke just over a half hour ago that Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger will undergo elbow surgery and is out for the season. How will this affect the 49ers matchup on Sunday? Former 49er and 95.7 The Game football insider Ian Williams will join the show. Coming up next, remember you can take Joe Low and Dibs on the go. Download the Radio.com app and favorite 95.7 The Game. Got a ticket, suspended license, DUI, don't pay. Let the attorneys at Ticket Crushers go to court for you and crush that ticket for as little as $149. Ticket Crushers knows how to win. Call 866 Ticket Help. That's 866 Ticket Help for a free consultation. Remember, profootballhof.com/fanvote to vote for Lowe Neal for the Hall of Fame. I'm Stephen Langford, 95.7 The Game.
A former 49er who's also a terrific 49er analyst for NBC Sports Bay Area, 95.7 The Game football insider Ian Williams with Joe Low and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Ian, let's be honest, 19-0, it's on the table. It's on the table, Ian. You can admit it.
19-0. Hey, y'all speaking a little bit too quick, but the way this team is looking right now, January is looking like a definite possibility to be playing some games.
I mean, if they play like that, 19-0 is certainly on the table. Which side was more impressive to you, Ian? Was it the ground game and the 42 carries, or was it the defense with six different players getting a tackle for loss?
I mean, there's not one to really pick. There's so much, like you said, like the running game, the tackle for losses, the way the defense played. 25 rushing yards total for the Cincinnati Bengals. 25. We were talking on air yesterday, you know, they're starting to get the comparisons after the Tampa Bay game to the 2011 or the Harbaugh era teams. And if you're going to go out there and give up 25 yards, then that's a great start to, you know, kind of, you know, nailed in those comparisons of being, you know, one of those great teams like we were back in the day.
Let's talk about a receiver that I like the kid a lot, Deebo Samuels. What do you think about him? What does he bring to the table? What's his ceiling?
I really like Deebo. I feel like his ceiling is really up there. I feel like as of right now, he's kind of like that Pierre Garçon kind of mold, but I feel like he has a higher ceiling than Pierre Garçon, obviously. He's more athletic. I feel like he's a little bit more explosive, a little bit more dynamic. I think he had a drop or two in there yesterday. He had a fumble last week, but you know those are, you know, kind of things to be expected of a rookie. But for the most part, you know, when he's, you know, given the ball, he's making plays. Either it's a big impact play or for the offense, or he's blocking down the field. But for the most part, you know, he's in the right place at the right time. You know, there hasn't been any throws or any instances where, you know, he's having to be taken off the field because he doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know how to sight adjust or read a corner or read a safety. So that kind of shows like his football IQ right there. So the sky's the limit for Deebo. You know, he's got to figure out ways to get him the ball and get him in space.
friend of the program, Ian Williams, with us here on 95.7. The game, it's a negative story, but we got to address it because it's a big story. Joe Staley's going to miss the next 6 to 8 weeks. He's got the fractured left fibula. What do they do? How big of a blow is this going to be to the Niner offense?
It's a huge blow, man. It was like I was riding high, you know, 2-0, beating the brakes off the Cincinnati Bengals. And then, you know, we're running the ball out to try to, you know, just get out there without any injuries. And then, bam, you know, your left tackle, your Pro Bowl, All Pro, Hall of Fame, 10-year, he's going to go around the Ring of Honor at the stadium, you know, goes down, you know, probably definitely at the worst time. You know, this could have happened 2 years ago. And we were like, oh, you know, we're not good anyway. But it happened this year when we're good and we have so many possibilities. So it sucks for him. I just hope, you know, he doesn't rush back to try to, you know, get back and play. I understand, you know, he wants to play. But from a guy who's had multiple ankle injuries and surgeries, you know, that's not something you want to rush back. You know, he's saying 6 to 8 weeks, but it takes a bone, you know, 8 weeks to heal. I mean, they're going to do the bone stimulator and give him some drugs to kind of help speed along the process for the bone to calcify.
Bone stimulator, is that like a pregnancy simulator?
No, it's like a little device. You strap it onto the area where the break is, and it shoots like ultrasonic, or you put like a little gel in there and shoots like ultrasonic like waves in there. It's supposed to help it like heal. I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
Wow.
They just told me to put it on, and it'll help heal. So
did it work?
Hell yeah, it worked. Yeah, it worked. But the thing for him is, you know, once you get after those 8 weeks of, you know, the bone finally healing, now you got to get back in the football shape. And how long does it take to get back in the football shape? You know, I know they're going to have him in the pool, in the alter G, to kind of, you know, stabilize him, you know, so that he's not putting all his weight and pressure on that leg. But at the same time, stimulate the bone in that area for growth and improvement and healing. So this is going to be interesting to see where he is once he gets out of the boot and you know, see where his conditioning is.
Yeah, no question. It's going to be tough getting him back out there. Big guy, got to do a lot of pounding, you know, and so it's going to be tough. Well, hopefully best for him. You know, he's been a staple in this organization. Let's talk about that defensive front. You saw, you know, Ford goes down, Blair comes in, different guys stepped up, making plays. Tell me what you think about this defensive front. What's the ceiling for those guys, that group, just as a tandem?
I feel like when they're all out there with D, Barrett, DeForest, and Nick Bosa, I mean, those four right there, when it's time to go and get the quarterback third and long, second and long, fourth and long, whatever it needs to be, I feel like those are the top four that we need on the field. And DJ Jones and base situations, first and second down, he's a problem in there. I think it was the first or second play of the game. He had a sack or a pressure. He had a really good game last weekend, this week. So he's kind of like that dark horse in that defense line. But I feel like the sky's the limit for this defense line, man. I'm hoping D Ford, his knee. This is something that we talked about a month ago when he was having the lingering issues and he was sitting out of practice and he had to get shot in his knee. This is stuff I talked about. You know, it's going to, you know, it's cool now, but once it gets into the season, he starts missing reps and missing practices and missing games, then it becomes a problem. He missed, you know, portions of the second half. So it's just going to linger and deeper into the season because, you know, we're going to need you in that second half of the season, you know, in November and December. So he's a key guy to watch. And then it was exciting to see Quan out there, finally out there for the whole game, exciting, making plays all over the field. Every time he makes a tackle, it's like he just won the lottery. You know what I'm saying? He's live. Every time he makes a tackle or a play or something like that.
He get turned.
Akello.
He get turned up, boy.
He gets lit. And then Akello and Richard, man, they're playing really good on the corners. Akello, man, he's I don't know what he did this offseason, but I feel like he's night and day. You know, Dante Whitner was on him, you know, hot and heavy last year. And Dante really hasn't said anything negative about the kid so far this season. So that's telling me a lot that he's really improved in this game. And Richard, you know, he's doing what Pro Bowlers and all pros do. You know, he's solidifying that other side of the field. Nobody wants to throw over there. So this is a fun time for 49er fans, man. They've gone through multiple seasons of, I hate this team, or what are we doing out there, to, you know, look at this team now.
former Niner defensive lineman, now 95.7 The Game football insider. You can also check him out on NBC Sports Bay Area as a Niner analyst, doing a hell of a job. Ian Williams with Jolo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Ian, we always appreciate the time. Thank you so much for coming on this morning. We appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, for sure, fellas. I'll talk to y'all later. Hey, 3-0, Roethlisberger out. Let's get this 3-0 dub on Sunday.
No doubt. No doubt. This is crazy. To quote Rick Barry, this is crazy. We came in today.
This is crazy.
We didn't even have a proper amount of time. Used to be, we came in and it was nothing but negative angles. The game looked like crap, but somehow you probably had a guy who got hurt. A guy was going to leave in free agency. You were jeopardizing draft position.
Right.
You were overwhelmed by it. And now we couldn't even get through one show of enjoying the win before Roethlisberger's ruled out for the year. And we're looking ahead to next week thinking 3-0 is on the horizon. You go 3-0, you hit the bye. You got 2 weeks to get ready for a Monday night game at Levi's against the Cleveland Browns. You win that. You go 4-0 to start the season. I know we're getting ahead of ourselves, but holy crap, this caught up fast. Like this, that's what a 41-point performance will do. That is what a 24-point win will do to you. You'll start to get excited, and you should get excited. Do not apologize for getting excited. The team will figure out how to reel it in.
Right.
Lowe made a great point with Richard Sherman. That's what the veteran leadership does. They reel in the expectations, but that doesn't mean at fans you can't get excited.
No, go crazy, folks. Go crazy, to quote Joe Buck, who famously, Jack Buck, rather, Joe's father, when Ozzie Smith hit the unlikely home run in the 80s. Go crazy, folks. So for Niner fans, go ahead and go crazy. You're 6.5-point favorites over Pittsburgh.
Wow. Definitely go crazy. Enjoy this moment. You don't get here. We've been here, like you talked about, Joe alluded to, 5 years. Haven't had these great moments like this to celebrate. You haven't been here. You talked about it, Dibs, the last couple weeks. This team hadn't won a game on the road in a whole season. So, yeah. Get crazy. Be happy. Let's go do this.
Let it marinate. I've also got some great information regarding updated Super Bowl odds and where the Niners find themselves this morning. That's next. Joe Lowe and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. One, yeah, I had the under yesterday, so I caught a little piece of something.
You got it?
Save your, a little bit.
Save your pity applause. Stop that. Stop that right now. No pity applause.
Sorry, I'll take that back.
I apologize. There's either 6 or 7 games about to come up. I think it's 6 games against the Red Sox and the Braves. I think I'm just going to lay alternate lines on the other team for all 6, like Braves by 4, Red Sox by 4, and hope that the Giants just get absolutely blown out 6 games in a row and I make all this up. That's it. It's really down to a Hail Mary, but not even like a legitimate 45-yard line Hail Mary. Like, you know, you're on your own 30. So you're 70 yards away. So you're probably not even going to reach the end zone unless you're Mahomes.
A lot of laterals is what you're saying.
Yeah, like the clown show, I believe. Someone put on one of those clown shows yesterday. I can't remember how it ended. I want to say the Vikings.
It was the Vikings.
Was it the Vikings that tried a little clown show?
Yeah, because I was on Green Bay in Lowe versus Dibs, and I was looking forward to when Cousins threw that back-footed floater into double coverage in the end zone. I thought,
he's terrible.
I think I might pick one up on old Lowe this week.
So how did it end up?
I picked up one on old low this week.
So what were you down going in 2?
Yeah, so now I'm down 1. We both have
Cleveland
tonight.
Through 2 weeks.
So yeah, he won the first week 10-9 on all 3 cards. This week I won 10-9 on just 1 card. He's still up overall. 3 judges will score the bout over the course of 17 rounds.
Right now today, at this very moment, there are updated Super Bowl odds that are out. The Steelers have plummeted all the way to 100-1 on the news that Ben Roethlisberger needs right elbow surgery and is out for the season.
Tommy John.
How many NFL teams do you think currently have better Super Bowl odds than the Niners? How many?
Shoot, if you look at it, it cannot be more than 9.
I'm going under 9. I had it at 8 in my mind, but I'm just trying to play off low like he was playing off me earlier. I'm going under 9.
6. There are 6 teams in the NFL that have better odds. New England, you may have heard of them. 3-1, they're your favorites.
Yeah.
Kansas City's 5-1. The Rams are 10-1. Then Dallas, Philly, and Green Bay all tied at 12-1. That's it. Those are the only teams with better Super Bowl odds than the Niners. Now, they are tied with Baltimore, Seattle, Minnesota, and New Orleans at 20-1. But that's how the market sees them. The market sees the Niners on the same category as the Seahawks, the Ravens, the Vikings, and the Saints. Imagine that's how Vegas speaks of you now. Vegas used to speak of you as +300 at the number 2 overall pick the Niners will select. That's what you used to be. Like, that's when you were discussed, was how high of a draft pick you'd be getting.
You're on the same plane as the Saints, Vikings, Ravens, and Seahawks. That's incredible.
Is that Saints adjusted with the Drew Brees injury news? Did you see him move?
This came out 24 minutes ago.
So those odds have gone up in light of the Drew Brees. He's going to miss, 4 to 6 weeks, I think is the word.
Not that dramatic, though. Even with them switching over to Bridgewater or Taysom Hill, however they end up doing it, they're still sitting there at 20-1 with the Niners. And that's a Saints team that, you know what, you're probably not going to downgrade them too much because they are a good football team, and Brees will be back on like Roethlisberger.
Right. And there's
this is a big day for Niners fans, man.
It's huge. And there's one team that I'm not buying that's in that's rated above them that I think that you will get to see them go head-to-head. And I tell you, they're going to beat them, and you guys are going to go, wow, how'd that happen? It's Green Bay. I'm not buying them.
You're not buying the Packers?
No. And so that's another team that I am not buying. I am not
tell
buying
me why.
Them. I don't think that they're
as this good. Is a sports talk radio show.
Oh yeah, I don't think their offense is as good as everyone thinks they are. I think that their defense, they've gotten a little bit better, but I just don't think they have the weapons.
Soft 2-0.
Yeah,
I can see that. They only scored 10 against the Bears, and the Bears' offense stinks. And yesterday they won the first quarter, and that was it against the Vikings.
So not
could you
that
make
team.
Any more noise as you come into the studio? I mean,
talking
good
stuff,
God. How much noise do you need to make?
He's got three notebooks, food, a phone, a backpack, a headset.
Hill joining Joe Lowe
and
Dibs.
I need a personal secretary here, man. I mean, seriously, where's the interns at? I mean, look at this. I got an iPad, a computer case, a backpack, some good old fried chicken and mac and cheese, courtesy of my girlfriend, some hot tea, a charger. It's a lot going on, Coach.
Russians make good fried chicken?
Great fried chicken.
Really?
This Russian could cook, man.
Okay.
I'm telling you, low deal.
And even if she couldn't, he wouldn't say it on air because he's
smart.
No dummy.
You don't want to get cut.
No, I would keep it real.
I met Anna. She's fantastic. I take him at his word. I think he's being completely honest right now.
I do, too. But I don't think that he would betray his beloved better half.
Russians. Not on this day. They don't play.
That's probably smart business on your behalf.
Very smart.
Take me through it. What are you coming in with today?
I mean, we got Baldy. We got Mucci. Roger Craig, the Hall of Famer, rapid fire. Look, we're fired up today because the Niners are 2-0. They have a chance to go 3-0 for the first time since 1998. And I'm fired up to see what Levi's is going to be like next Sunday. 1998, when Mucci was actually the head coach of the 49ers. 1998. Kyle Shanahan yesterday, probably his most complete game as a head coach. I loved what he did yesterday with Jimmy Garoppolo. Even when he threw the pick, and I was just talking to Low Deal about this. The drive after Garoppolo threw the interception, Shanahan basically told Garoppolo, look, you don't need to do too much. I'm going to take the football out of your hands, and I'm going to show you why you don't need to do too much. They ran the ball 5 of the 6 plays on the ensuing drive after the Bengals missed a field goal and ran in for a touchdown with Jeff Wilson Jr. They ran the football. How can you not be fired up if you're a Niner fan when you see how physical they are on both sides of the football? They're tackling, they're blocking, they're catching the football, and Garoppolo starting to look comfortable with Shanahan in his bag.
You and Butcher Boy did a podcast this morning.
And Kyle Madsen,
where do people find it?
957thegame.com should be coming up any second now. Carl Buschek back there doing something. Who knows what he's doing, but he should have it up soon.
What's Butcher have to say about all this? Oh, is he okay with it? Because yesterday I was trying to revel in some of the excitement, and part of what I tweeted out was, you know, how big of a week this is going to be. Here's the phone number. Hit us up. Can't wait. 2-0. And then I called it Steelers week. It's Steelers week. He corrected me and said, you're not allowed to say that unless it's a rival. This is why people say San Francisco is pretentious, because even when everyone tries to enjoy something, someone has to come raining down from above to correct something from someone on an otherwise fun situation. So what's his problem? Why has he got to be so insufferable?
I don't know what's going on there with the Twitter war between you two.
It's not a war. I'm Twitter trying to live beef. Life, and he's sliding into my mentions. That's it. I'm just living life.
Coach. I try not to tweet too much
insufferable
on Sundays.
He is. No, seriously, how hot
he's
is he
great. He's
right
actually
now?
Fired up right now. He's ready to run through a brick
wall. I have
wall.
To imagine he's going nuts.
Well, how could you not be after that maestro performance by Kyle Shanahan? And it wasn't just them being ready to play. It was the play calling, the way they used the play action. And like you said, after the Jimmy G interception, the fact that they stripped it down, got back to the run game, Breida making people miss, your practice squad running back finds the end zone 2 times. It probably won't be that easy again. But for one day, you can bask in just how beautiful that was.
Oh, the most complete win since Jim Harbaugh was a head coach. The most complete win under Kyle Shanahan. And they have a defense. And, Lo Neal, you know this. The Niners play a style of football that wins in December and January. They run the football, they block, they control the line of scrimmage, and they hit, man. These guys are hitting everybody.
Kellen
Witherspoon. Oh, man.
Soul Taker. He's just collecting souls.
It's like he's playing for another contract right now. He's all over the place. Fred Warner's really good.
That's a good point. I mean, he just got paid.
Hard. He's playing like because.
Why would Tampa let him go?
No idea.
He was good. You know what? Yeah, it's because it's Tampa.
It's Tampa.
Tampa.
That's on me. That's
the way that rolls.
Oh, man.
What else, fellas? What's going on? Around the league? I mean,
Joe Staley. Go ahead.
Kirk Cousins.
How good is he?
Oh, he's not good at all.
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
Because you love the guy.
So many people told me he was
when he was in Washington.
Many people told me he was a great thrower of the football, and I'm just thinking, what has he ever won?
A great thrower of the football, a leader of men.
He's never won anything, even going back to Michigan State.
Who's better this season, Niners or Vikings? Who goes further?
Oh, Niners.
Vikings still have a pretty good defense.
And they still have a pretty good defense, but with the way the NFC is shaking out, the Drew Brees injury, the injuries to Philadelphia, the Rams don't look so hot.
Don't worry about Philly. They'll be there when it matters most.
The NFC is opening up for the 49ers to make a big run.
That's it for us. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. right here on 95.7 The Game.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.